Howdy, howdy, y'all. Welcome to our very first episode of Hoedown Sodown. I am your host, Nene, and in this podcast, we'll be playing mostly country tunage, but we will be dedicating a part of it to a little bit of history, a little bit of culture. We'll kind of get into the big players in the Americana music scene. So that may mean taking a trip to the new frontier or dashing on down to the Grand Ole Opry opening in Nashville. We're just slinging back some brews with some real outlaw countrymen. Anything goes here at Hoedown Sodown. I mean, we'll keep it lively, we'll keep it gritty, but we're really just here for the music. And when I say country music, it's kind of a broad term. It will range anywhere from traditional mountain music to country rock to just yodeling. And I'll be playing only music pre-1980s. Apologies to all the Carrie Underwood fans. It's just not the vibe of the show. And also another thing is that I would hate to pigeonhole country music into being an exclusively American genre. I mean, I think anybody can make country music. I mean, look at Neil Young, for example. He's Canadian. And I know that Canada's not so far from the U.S., but he's a real country's man, if you know what I mean. And if you don't, that's okay, because I don't really know what I mean. Honestly, my only criteria for country music is just to put a steel guitar in it. That's it. Then I'll probably play it. And I'll probably like it. I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, so let's just like hop right into it. Let's start with our first music block. We'll be playing Conway Twitty, Lonely Blue Boy. Here you go. Enjoy.
My name should be trouble. My name should be woe. For trouble and heartache is all that I know. Yes, lonely, lonely blue boy is my name. My life has been empty. My heart has been torn. It must have been raining the night I was born. Yes, lonely, lonely blue boy is my name. Well, I'm so afraid of tomorrow. And so tired of today. They say that love is the answer, but love never came my way. I'm writing this letter to someone unknown. So if you should find it, and if you're alone, well, lonely, lonely blue boy is my name. Remember, lonely, lonely blue boy is my name.
Stars are me,
Milwaukee, here I come from Nashville, Tennessee. Milwaukee is where we were before we came here, working in a brewery, making the finest beer. You come to me on a payday night, said let's go to Tennessee. So we came down to Nashville to the Grand Ole Opry.
Well, we were were watching TV, Ernest Tubb was singing loud. I said, that's the man for me, I love him, there's no doubt. I'm leaving you and going out to find out where he's at. And if I can't get him, I'll settle for that bluegrass master plan.
I'm gonna get on that old turnpike and I'm gonna ride. I'm gonna leave this town till you decide which one you love the best, me or Jerry Lee. Milwaukee, here I come from Nashville, Tennessee. I'm a going now and trade my old Ford for an Olds. I might get all drunk up and trade it for a Rolls. But there's one thing I know for sure, I'll always be blue. There ain't no way to get drunk enough to stop loving you. So I'm gonna get on that old turnpike and I'm gonna ride. I'm gonna leave this town till you decide which one you love the best, me or Jerry. Milwaukee, here I come from Nashville, Tennessee. Oh, Milwaukee, here I come from Nashville, Tennessee.
Means your true loving daddy ain't coming back, 'cause I'm moving on, I'll soon be gone. You are flying too high for my little old sky, so I'm moving on. That big loud whistle as it blew and blew said hello to the Southland, we're coming to you and we're moving on. Oh, hear my song. You had the laugh on me, so I've set you free and I'm moving on. Won't you please listen to me, 'cause I got a pretty mama in Tennessee. Keep moving me on, keep rolling on. So shovel the coal, let this rattler roll, and keep moving me on. Mr. Engineer, take that throttle in hand, this rattler's the fastest in the southern land. Keep moving me on, keep rolling on. You're gonna ease my mind and put me there on time and keep rolling on. I've told you, baby, from time to time, but you just wouldn't listen, no pay me no mind. Now I'm moving on, I'm rolling on. You've broken your vow and it's all over now, so I'm moving on. You switched your engine, now I ain't got time for a trifling woman on my main line, 'cause I'm moving on. You've done your daddy wrong. I warned you twice, now you can settle the price, 'cause I'm moving on. But someday, baby, when you've had your play, you're gonna want your daddy, but your daddy will say, keep moving on, you stayed away too long. I'm through with you, too bad you're blue, keep moving on.
Painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair. Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere? The shadow on the wall tells me the sun is going down. Started that old crazy Asian war, but I was proud to go and do my patriotic chore. And yes, it's true that I'm not the man I used to be. Some company. It's hard to love a man whose legs are bent and paralyzed. And the wants and the needs of a woman your age, Ruby, I realize. But it won't be long, I've heard them say, until I'm not around. Now, 'cause I just heard the slamming of the door. The way I know I've heard it slam 100 times before. And if I could move, I'd get my gun and put her in the ground. Your love to town. For God's sakes, turn around.
Yesterday, I can hear my little girl say, "Daddy, there's a boy outside. His name is Rod. He wants to play in our backyard. Can he, Daddy? Can he, Daddy? Please, Daddy." Was it really so long ago she'd come to me and she'd want to know, "Dad, there's a boy outside. His name is Lee. He wants to carry my books for me. Can he, Dad? Is it all right, Dad? He's got freckles, Dad."
The men in my little girl's life. The men in my little girl's life.
Then came ponytails and jeans. My little girl was in her teens. "Papa, there's a boy outside. His name is Tom. He wants to take me to the prom. Okay, Papa? He's cute, Papa. We'll be home early, Papa." Before I knew it, time had flown. My, how my little girl had grown. Now it was, "Father, there's a boy outside. His name is Eddie. He wants to know if we can go steady. Can we, Father?" "Yes, Father." "Can we borrow the car, Pop?" Yes, it seems like only yesterday I heard my lovely daughter say, "Dad, there's a boy outside. His name is Jim. He asked me if I'd marry him. I said, 'Yes, Dad.' Got something in your eye, Dad?" I love him, Dad. The men in my little girl's life, the men in my little girl's life. A child, an adolescent, a young lady, a wife. Oh, and oh yes, there's another man in my little girl's life. Hi, Dad. There's a boy outside. His name is Tim. I told him Grandpa was gonna babysit with him. Thanks, Dad. Bless you, Dad. Good night, Dad. The men in my little girl's life. The men in my little girl's life.
Yep. The Men in My Little Girl's Life by Tex Ritter. Wasn't that a weird one? So, before that, we were playing Ruby, Don't Take Your Love to Town by Kenny Rogers in the first edition. I love, love, love that song. I'm Moving On by Hank Snow before that one. And then Milwaukee, Here I Come by George Jones and Brenda Carter. And then the first song we played was Lonely Blue Boy by Conway Twitty. And yeah, hope you guys enjoyed that block. I thought that the last song was pretty interesting. I just, Tex Ritter was one of those like cowboy figures that kind of started off doing radio and then got roped into the theater scene and then kind of meshed theater, movies, music, all this stuff into one thing. But he's kind of like a round man, like a pot-bellied, like round guy who had his like hair slicked back all the time, and like the kind of guy like that always has like a cigar in his hand or in his mouth or like a pipe. He probably smelled like shoe polish, and I just like imagine that he was like in the recording studio being like, how shall I pronounce daddy, 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 daddy? I just think it's really just interesting, weird, and funny. Okay, anyways, let's go into our next music block. Here you go. We'll be starting off with Buck Owings, Waiting in Your Welfare Line. Here you go. Enjoy.
I got the hungers for your love, and I'm waiting in your welfare line. Well, I ain't got nothing but the shirt on my back and an old two-button suit. I walked out of my job about a week ago, and now I'm sleeping in a telephone booth. But I'm gonna be the richest guy around the day you say you're mine. I got to hungry for your love, and I'm waiting in your welfare line. Well, when I first saw you, babe, you nearly made me wreck my old 49 Cadillac. I knew at a glance that it was you for me. Yeah, I had to have your love by heck. I'm gonna follow you, baby, wherever you go. I got nothing to lose but my time. I got to hungry for your love, and I'm waiting in your welfare line. Overjoyed, but it didn't take long till the thrill was gone. I joined the ranks of the unemployed. Now I'm right back where that I started from, but that ain't gonna change my mind. I got to hungry for your love, and I'm waiting in your welfare.
welfare line. Yeah, I'm waiting in your welfare line. Give me a handout. I'm waiting in your welfare line. I got the hungers for your love.
I got something kind of special I'd like to say to all you truck drivers out there who might be listening right now. Also, a truck driver's prayer that I'd like to pass along to you, because I think it's kind of special too. But first, now I got a few things I've been wanting to say to you guys for a long time, and I think right now is a good time to do it. Like, did you know that me and just about everyone in country music who travel a lot have nothing but the highest respect for you, the truck driver? Because it's a fact that some of the best drivers are truck drivers, and the most safety-minded, the most courteous, and the first to stop and help when there's trouble. And little things like blinking signal lights to help someone pass. So you just gotta be good people. Like some I've had the pleasure of meeting. Down-to-earth, hard-working family men. And a lot of you like our country music, and that makes you okay in my book. Sounds like I'm blowing smoke, don't it? But I'm not. Because it boils down to this. If everyone would drive like you guys do, there would be a lot less accidents and deaths on the highway. So, truck driver, buddy, you're appreciated more than you'll ever know. And we salute you. Now for the prayer. Now, this truck driver's prayer was sent to me by a truck driver from Oklahoma City. He found it at a truck stop, Mary's Cafe in Cairo, Illinois. Now, this prayer means a lot to him, and I think it will you too. So, if you will, give a listen. And see if it isn't your prayer too. Dear God above, bless this truck I drive and help me keep someone alive. Be my mortal sight this day on streets where little children play. Bless my helper fast asleep when the night is long and deep, and keep my cargo safe and sound through the hours, big and round. Make my judgment sound as steel and be my hands upon the wheel. Bless the traveler going past and teach him not to go so fast. Give me strength for every trip so I may care for what they ship. And make me mindful every mile that life is just a little while. Amen.
Oh, the dark end of the street, you and me. They're gonna find us. They're gonna find us. They're gonna find us someday. We'll steal away to the dark end of the street, you and me. If you take the walk downtown and find some time to look around, if you should see me and I walk on by, oh, darling, please don't cry. Tonight we'll meet at the dark.
Apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
See the alligator all awaiting nearby. Sooner or later they know I'm gonna try. When she waved from the bank, don't you know I know it's a goodbye fishing line. See you while I go. With the Louisiana woman waiting on the other side, the Mississippi River don't look so wide. Louisiana woman,
Mississippi man,
we get together every time we can. The Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart. Well, I thought I'd been left, but I never had, till I was wrapped in the arms of a Mississippi man. When he holds me close, it feels almost like another hurricane just to rip the coast. If he can't come to me, I'm gonna go to him. That Mississippi River, Lord, I'm gonna swim.
Hey, Louisiana woman,
Mississippi man,
we get together every time we can. The Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
Well, the Mississippi River, Lord, it's 1 mile wide, and I'm gonna get me to the other side.
Mississippi man, I'm losing my mind. Gotta have your old lovin' one more time.
I'm gonna jump in the river and here I go. Too bad, alligator, you swim too slow. Hey, Louisiana woman,
Mississippi man,
we get together every time we can. The Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
Oh, there's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
Hey.
See She's the one that you left, and she's the pride that you kept. She's the innocence that you left back in your youth. She's the poems that you read. She's the mouth that you feed. And she's the holy, and she is truth. Sweet dream woman of the night, come and let me in the night. Sweet dream woman, come and be a woman to me. She's the mother. She is sweet baby blue, and she's a love that you once knew but you couldn't hold. She is bad luck and good, and she's all that she should be. And I see the reasons all unfold.
Welcome back again. So, in that past block, we just listened to Sweet Dream Woman by Waylon Jennings. Before that, Louisiana Woman, Mississippi Man by Conway Twitty and Loretta Lynn. And before that, The Dark End of the Street by the Flying Burrito Brothers. Before that, Truck Driver's Prayer by Red Sovine. And then before that, Waiting in Your Welfare Line by Buck Owen. I really love that last Waylon Jennings song. I think it's just so sweet and kind of like contrary to like his like I don't give a fuck attitude. He was like a part of the outlaw country movement, which was a direct response to like the prettiness or like the ornate melodic quality to the songs that were coming out of Nashville at the time. And so like he had just like this vibe of like rough around the edges, and his guitar style was like really like twangy. He always used like this like phaser effect on his vocals, and he just like his whole like vibe was just like black hat, black leather vest, like come at me bro. Like, just, like, strong machismo country guy. But I think he felt at some point that the image that was, like, connected to the outlaw movement was, like, kind of a shtick, and it was overexploited. So he's got kind of, like, a soft side, and I really like it. So now it's time for
Folk Song of Unknown Origin.
In this segment of the show, I'll be playing a ballad, usually born from oral tradition that's been passed down from generation to generation through various cultures, whose lyrics are probably very different from the original lyrics. And they are typically telling the story of unrequited love, longing, murder, so all the juicy stuff. Today I'm going to be playing a song. It's called Oh Shenandoah. Shenandoah is actually a national park in Virginia, I think. But it's also like the name of like a tributary called the Shenandoah River. Also, Shenandoah River Valley. But this song takes place on the Missouri River. And Shenandoah is an Oneida Iroquois chief. And the narrator of the story, we are to assume, is a fur trader trading on the Missouri, and he wants to marry the daughter of Shenandoah. This song has so many renditions, and the lyrics are so different amongst all of them. But the song that I'm going to be playing is actually by the Browns. This is my favorite version of the song. The Browns were a trio. They were really popular in the Nashville country music scene, like in the 50s and the 60s. And they had really beautiful harmonies. And so I just love what they do with the song. So here you go. I hope you enjoy it.
Oh, Shenandoah, I long to hear you away, you rolling river. Oh, Shenandoah, I long to hear you away. We're bound away across the wide Missouri. Oh, Shenandoah, I love your dog.
Thank you so much for tuning in to our very first episode of Ho Down So Down. I think that there are a few kinks that need to be worked out, but I feel confident that we are on our way to making a country music podcast supreme. So again, thank you. And hope you enjoy our parting song. It is Cowpoke by Johnny Western.
But I'm broke, and the good Lord knows the reason. I'm just a cowpoke from Cheyenne to Douglas, all the ranges I know, 'cause I drift with the wind, no one cares where I go. North in the spring, if there ain't a big drought, then as soon as it frosts, I'll be heading back south. But I ain't got a worry, 'cause I ain't got time. I'm too busy a living this free life of mine. Some evening in the springtime, a filly I'll find, and I might spend all summer with her on my mind. But I'll never be branded, and never carefree range riding, drifting cowpoke.